Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱新觉罗贝。
I'm 陈璇。Now, the Shanghai Exit Entry Bureau has handled more than 2.28 million passport renewals and applications for Chinese citizens over the first 5 months of this year, an over 14% increase compared to the same period in 2019. The Bureau said today that paperwork will be streamlined for expats working and living in the city, and that one branch will remain open longer on 3 days to help Chinese families get passports for their kids. Zhang Ye tells us more.
In the past, expats holding a Type B work permit were required to go to both the Shanghai Administration of Foreign Expat Affairs and the Exit Entry Bureau to renew their residential and work permits. Now both can be done at 5 of its locations in Shanghai.
Starting today, expats holding a Type B work permit can go to the bureau in Zhangjiang, Lingang, Waigaoqiao,Minhang and Qingpu to get 2 permits without visiting the Administration of Foreign Expats Affairs. The 2 permits will be issued at the same time within 7 workdays.
Foreigners invited by Chinese companies for urgent business trips can apply for a business visa at whichever airport they land at in the city.
Renew my visa, but today I come in to do the special quick visa to going back to Malaysia because my father is passed away last night.Yeah, now they are going to help me to get as soon as possible for my visa and my passport.
We need to extend our residence permit and for 1 year again. We will stay for 2 more years here for working. Shanghai is every time very nice to see, nice to be here. We can visit a lot of places, so it's every time nice to be here. Yeah.
The Bureau said it had handled more than 30,000 visa applications every Saturday over the past 4 weeks. Among them, around 10,000 were for teenagers, 10 times more than the average weekday number. As more parents plan overseas trips with their children this summer, the Bureau on Mingsheng Road in Pudong will remain open for extra 3 hours on June 9th, June 16th, and June 21st to serve families with children.The Bureau is also working with the Shanghai Big Data Center and Shanghai Education Commission to share online information so that it will be easier for officers to get access to the registration information of college students from other provinces on the mainland.
Once we've cross-checked a university student's registration information, he or she won't need to hand in student certificates with the school's official seal.We will still get the service done even if we haven't found the online information of some students, as they can hand them in later to save some time.
The Bureau added that from January to May, it had renewed more than 420,000 passports for Chinese citizens, up 6.8 times from the same period in 2019, and had issued 1.86 million passports. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.
Around 54,000 high school students in Shanghai set the first day of the college entrance exam today at 110 test sites around the city. Parents and teachers were cheering them on. Tang Xiaofan has more.
Many students arrived with their parents over 1 hour before the exam started at the gate of Shanghai Nanyang High School.
Today is the most important day in 12 years.I hope I can do well on the exam.
I think we have prepared well over the past 3 years, so I don't feel nervous.
At the test site of Dajing High School affiliated to Sisu, some mothers were dressed in red or wore a qipao to cheer on the students. Teachers also lined up at the gate to hug or shake hands with students.
I began looking for a qipao 2 weeks ago. I carefully selected the color and style.The first character, qi, comes from a Chinese idiom meaning winning from the very beginning. So I believe it brings good luck.
Our clothing was specially designed by the headmaster. It reads, going all out on the front and succeeding in the exam on the back. These are our best wishes for the students.
This year's college entrance exam is the first after China adjusted its COVID-19 response measures.All test sites are equipped with both smart security gates and handheld metal detectors. The exam includes 4 tests and will run through Friday. More than 3,000 police were on duty to guide traffic. Temporary parking sites were made available around test sites, and traffic police patrolling on motorcycles were also dispatched for potential emergencies. Tang Xiaofan, Shanghai Live.
China's total imports and exports expanded 4.7% year-on-year to 16.77 trillion yuan in the first 5 months of 2023, according to the latest official data. The General Administration of Customs reported today that exports grew 8.1% to 9.62 trillion yuan in the first 5 months compared with the same period last year, while imports rose 0.5% to 7.15 trillion yuan. In U.S. dollar terms, total foreign trade for the period came in at $2.44 trillion, down 2.8% year-on-year. ASEAN remained China's largest trading partner during the first five-month period, with total trade value coming in at 2.59 trillion yuan, accounting for 15.4% of China's total foreign trade. The data released today also show that total imports and exports to countries participating in the Belt and Road Initiative amounted to 5.78 trillion yuan in the first 5 months, up 13.2% year-on-year.